The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
James Bond is in trouble. And not from Dr. No.
You won't get away with it this time, Dr. No.
But from the No Brigade, also known as the, for lack of a better term, woke activist movement. Last week we saw Roald Dahl's book get the original text eraser treatment. This week it's author Ian Fleming's James Bond books, of which the highly loved and successful James Bond movie franchise is based. Now, according to reports, Ian Fleming's Publications Limited, the company that owns the literary rights to the author's works, commissioned a review by Sensitivity Readers on the classic texts under its control. It is understood that all the books will now come with a disclaimer accompanying the reissued texts, and this disclaimer will read, and I quote, "This book was written at a time when terms and attitudes which might be considered offensive by modern readers were commonplace. A number of updates have been made in this edition while keeping as close as possible to the original text and the period in which it was set." And you know what? I'm okay with the first part. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is changing original texts. Like I said for Roald Dahl, don't rewrite history. Let it be. Use it as a teachable moment. Don't change an artist's work. Could you imagine someone going up to a Da Vinci and finding something problematic with it in today's scope of what's acceptable in society and repainting it to be appropriate for the modern audience? You just wouldn't do it. Authors are artists. They are artists of storytelling and words. Here's the kicker, though. In the Sensitivity reader-approved version of some of the books, let's go through them, Live and Let Die, Bond's assessment that would-be African criminals in the gold and diamond trades are, and I quote, "Pretty law-abiding chaps, I should have thought, except when they've drunk too much." This has been changed to "pretty law-abiding chaps, I would have thought." So they cut out the drinking part. Another altered scene features Bond visiting Harlem in New York, where a salacious striptease at a nightclub makes the male crowd, including 007, increasingly agitated. The original passage reads, "Bond could hear the audience panting and grunting like pigs at the trough. He felt his own hands gripping the tablecloth. His mouth was dry." The revised section replaces the pigs reference with, "Bond could sense the electric tension in the room." It's chalk and cheese, the visual representation perceived from both. You know, you get a pretty clear image when you read, "Bond could hear the audience panting and grunting like pigs at a trough." That's pretty descriptive. Changing that to, "Bond could sense the electric tension in the room," it's pathetic. And in a lot of the books, the James Bond books, the reference to race of the bad guys will now be completely removed. Here's hoping that, like the move to change Roald Dahl's books, Fleming's books don't change. By all means, put a disclaimer at the beginning, but don't change the body of work, especially with a lackluster example that has been demonstrated so far.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.